Welcome back to Topical Currents. I'm Bonnie Berman. Joseph Cooper, recovering from his back injury, making good progress, I'm happy to say. Joining us now is Cordon Bleu shelf, author, syndicated columnist, and friend, Linda Gassenheimer. Welcome, Linda.
Nice to be with you, Bonnie.
I have to admit.
Yes.
It's springtime in Paris, but it's August and September in Miami.
All right. I'm glad you admit.
I love them.
Okay. Very good. You love it because it's Miami Spice Month.
I do.
Yes. All right. Bargain months at Miami-Dade restaurants. It's a chance to try some of the top-rated restaurants with a three-course lunch and dinner at major, major discount. That's $23 for a three-course lunch and $39 for dinner. And sometimes some restaurants have a four-course dinner. And it's the 13th annual Miami Spice Month. It's August and September. And here to give us a scoop is Bill Talbert. He's the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. They created and they organized the event. So welcome, Bill Talbert.
Linda, it's great to be back here, and tomorrow is a big day. You know, we kick it off tonight at the Hyatt Regency downtown, 400 Southeast 2nd Avenue, the Iron Fork Miami Spice kickoff.
Kick at 7 off o'clock is tonight. Great. All right. And also with us is John Kunkel. He's the CEO of 50 Eggs. They're the owners of concept restaurants here, and I'm sure you've heard of them, including Yardbird, Kong, and Swines. Welcome, John Kunkel.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
We're very happy to have you here. He's brought us food. Lots of it.
Always travel with food.
Always. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Our topic is Miami Spice Months. Do you have any questions? Or maybe you have some suggestions. Give us a call. That's at 800-947.
No.
No, 743-9573. How many years have I been doing this?
A few.
Give us the number, Bonnie.
It's 800-743-9576. 800-743-9576. You can also email radio at WLRN.org, or you can tweet us at Topical Currents.
Okay. And also with us is our favorite wine guy. That's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. You can read Fred's wine suggestions from my Dinner in Minutes column. That's in today's Miami Herald. And you can also read Fred Tasker's wine column. It's changed now. It's on Saturdays. There's a new food section on Saturdays, as well as Thursday. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I'm going to talk about the search for affordable wines in the Miami Spice program.
All right. Okay. You're going to impress us. So, Bill Talbert, this is the 13th year. It starts tomorrow. It runs through September. What's new this year for Miami Spice?
Well, we have a whole heritage program. We have 10 great ethnic restaurants and 10 great neighborhoods part of our heritage program that we've just launched. And I would encourage your listeners to go look at ilovemiamispice.com. I've got it up here in front of me. I stay logged onto it all the time to look at the restaurants, to look at the areas, to look at the menus.
I have to tell everyone, he stays onto it all the time. He's been here in the studio with it on the entire time.
In between the lunch.
That's right.
What do you mean by heritage?
Well, heritage are the great ethnic neighborhoods we have, whether it's Overtown or Little Haiti, places like the Lyric Theater. There are places all over, east, west, north, and south, and it's kind of the people and places of our community that many of us know, many folks grew up in. You know, this is not to detract from downtown or South Beach or all of that, but heritage tourism is really growing around the country, and it's certainly growing here in Miami, and we've signed on a number of restaurants in those
areas. How interesting.
That's
great.
And it's really going to be, and they're all brand new. They're on our website. Mm-hmm. I Love Miami Spice. It's called Miami Ethnic Dining Scene, and also 10 great ethnic restaurants in Miami right on the splash page.
Okay, that sounds fabulous. Very interesting. John Kunkel, 50 Eggs. Concept restaurants. So we mentioned three of them, Yardbird, Kong, and Swine. And are there more?
Well, we have a lounge called Pat Pong Road that is above Kong River House, and we created and still operate the original store for Lime Fresh Mexican Grill. So we have a lot going on, and we have almost six new restaurants coming this year, including Yardbird in Las Vegas. So we have a busy year ahead.
Very, very busy. Now, so this is your first year with Miami Spice. So what brought you to Miami Spice?
Well, it's grown in popularity. The advantage of Miami Spice is you're opening your restaurant up to a new customer. For the two restaurants that are participating this year, Kong River House and Swine, you know, our thought was to really draw people from the beach, so more of a destination dining experience to the Gables, which is becoming a really neat part of our city as far as food goes. And for Kong River House, it is such a special restaurant for Miami because it really is the first of its kind in that it represents Chinese, Vietnamese, Malaysian, Thai, all these wonderful flavors. And, you know, it's a way for people to get in and not feel intimidated about the dining experience. So we're excited to be a part of it this year.
So they know it's going to be. Well, we're excited because you've brought us food. And this food that you've got here is from Swine. And I have in front of me an amazing BLT. So what am I eating here?
So it's a delicious, it's called our Swine BLT sandwich, and it's kind of all the best parts of the South put into a sandwich. And it's on our Spice lunch menu. It is absolutely delicious. It's our house-made pork belly pastrami, smoked Swiss cheese. We have a giant smoker in there that we use for a lot of stuff. A wonderful sauce on there with a fried green tomato and a little bit of a kale salad.
I couldn't figure out what that was.
The fried green tomato?
Yeah, it came out. What is this? Because it's so enveloped in a crust.
It is. Everything's better fried. But when it comes to fried green tomatoes, that certainly is
the case. I have to say to everyone, every time he says that everything's better fried, he has this most enormous smile on his face. It's fantastic.
Well, don't forget the French fries. Yeah,
what's in these French fries? They're so good.
Well, listen, for all of our restaurants, I kind of started with a very easy guiding principle that I wanted to be able to serve my family and friends food that I was proud of, food that I would want to eat. And so everything is made from scratch in-house. Almost all of our restaurants run 24 hours and prep overnight just to keep up with the demand. And we've been very fortunate to be extremely busy in all meal periods. And so to open it up to Miami Spice is an exciting thing just because, again, it's a new customer and everybody loves a deal in Miami. And so it's a way to get out and try a restaurant that maybe is a little bit farther from your house, a little bit maybe of an intimidating dining experience or something you wouldn't go to, not sticking to your usual, your go-to restaurants. We all have our track I talk about. You stick close to the office for the daytime and stick close to the home for the nighttime. And this is a way for people to kind of get out of their comfort zone and do some different things.
That sounds great. Well, let's entice our listeners with some other restaurants that that I've noticed. And I chose these restaurants because they're open all week, including Saturday night, which is really nice because that's usually a busy night anyway. So we have Bourbon Steak up in Turnberry, and they have a very opulent menu. Things like Angus Eye of the Ribeye, and they're famous. Truffle Lobster Pot Pie. That's all on Miami Spice. I had a taste of Trapiche, and they're from Tuesday through Saturday nights. Now, if you're looking for a charming, small, quiet experience, which a lot of people ask me about, there's only 20 seats. It's a small dining room, and it's in the JW Marriott on Brickell, but it's just a small dining area, and they have if you have a party of people who want to go there, that's a great place to go. The restaurant, the Satay on Miami Beach, they are having their Miami Spice every night. Summer melon soup, red snapper. They have a lamb tagine that's very good. And they've got a charming, charming chef who is very French, and he looks very charmant, I'll tell you. AQ by Aquilina, Chef Dewey Lasasso's new spot. Every night he's got rock shrimp. He's got grilled hanger steak and yellowtail snapper. So they're all going all out and really giving you a good choice of things. Miami-Dade College, Tuyo, there on the 7th floor. They're serving it as well. They have a new chef there, and they're Tuesday through Saturday nights. So as Bill Talbert has said, go to...
I love Miami Spice because you got to look at both the menus, the great menu choices, but also, are they open for lunch? Are they open for dinner? What nights are they dark? The restaurant gets to choose. So I spend all of my time, and it'll be in print too, but I spend all of my time on the website hunting and pecking. You can search by area of town. You can search by lunch. You can search by dinner. You know, this new website this year is incredibly easy to search. You know, we used to just have one page and it was all there. But you can also see the value added, whether there's a fourth course. And I think just as a reminder, this is $23 for a three-course lunch or $39 for a full three-course dinner.
And some of these restaurants that we would be spending over $100.
Easily.
Easily. Mm-hmm.
And I think what John is saying, me personally with my wife and I and our family, we use this as an opportunity to go to places that maybe we wouldn't go to for the year to explore, or maybe we felt like we couldn't afford, but we kind of can. But I mean, this list, over 150 restaurants all over town, the new heritage restaurants, and you know, I compliment John for jumping on board, and I think he's doing it for the right reasons. And it's just one of the most successful programs we've ever had. Of course, it goes along with the Miami Spa Month.
I was going to say, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Bonnie wants to know about
yes,
that.
Yes, all about the Miami
Bonnie
Spa
knows
month.
About. Well,
that's right.
July and August is Miami Spa Month, not to step on for $99, we've got 36 of the top spas in town. So we're going to, you know, for two, second month, I don't know whether you have lunch and dinner and then the spa.
Of course, you have, go to the spa first and then
What do you think the recommend? John, what do you think first?
I think you're going to go spa first.
Spa first.
I think spa first.
Okay. And top it off with the meal.
Do you have a website for the spas?
MiamiSpaMonth.com.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And I also understand that hotels are giving special deals as well, so you could go stay at the hotel and
have a
wonderful
dinner.
And
that's on the I Love Miami Spa. Some of the restaurants are embedded in hotels. You read some of them, and
right.
some are adjacent, but that is a value added over the last few years that the hotels have gotten on, so you can have lunch or dinner and then enjoy a nice evening of some of the greatest hotels
so
in the world.
So you could go to the hotel, go to the spa, have dinner, stay in the hotel, and have a wonderful weekend at a bargain price.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a deal.
And drink some of the wine that Fred recommends.
Okay, we're going to get to that pretty soon. We're going to a break now. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests are Bill Talbert. He's the CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and John Kunkel, CEO of 50 Eggs. We're talking Miami Spice, in case you didn't realize that. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests are Bill Talbert. He's the CEO and president of the Greater Miami Convention Bureau, and John Kunkel, CEO of 50 Eggs Group, with several themed restaurants, including Yardbird, Kong, and Swine. They've been giving us the scoop on Miami Spice, August and September. Get out there, enjoy the restaurants in this town. And if you'd like to have a very special Miami Spice preview, Bill mentioned it earlier in the show, the official kickoff is tonight. It's the Miami New Times Iron Fork at the Hyatt Regency downtown. 6 p.m. is a VIP entrance. 7 is general admission. I think there are something like 30 Spice restaurants are going to be there participating.
Is the public welcome?
Oh, yes. They're encouraged.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
encouraged. I mean, there's a small fee. But you get, it's up to 45 restaurants now.
Is it not?
45
okay.
Of the restaurants, and we're going to go from there. John's having an event at his restaurant, so we're
that's right.
We're going to double duty tonight.
Come on over.
John, get ready. All right.
Exactly.
Also, Chef Aaron Brooks of Edge Steak and Bar and Todd Erickson of Haven, they're going to compete in a cooking contest. But right now, when you're not going out for dinner, it's dinner in minutes time. And here's a cool salad for these very hot evenings. It's a Tuscan tuna and bean salad with a zucchini and tomato salad. Now, if you can find Italian canned tuna, it's really very, very good. If you find it, buy it. Keep it on your shelf. Or just get a very good quality tuna. And then the zucchini and tomato salad is a very colorful dish. Now, I use dried oregano because it's easier, but I do buy fresh parsley. And here's a tip. If you chop them both together, the juices from the parsley will let the juices from the oregano come out. Yes, Bonnie?
Do you get tuna packed in water or oil?
You can do either one.
Okay.
It depends on your health needs or your tastes or whatever. Most of the Italian tuna is packed in oil.
That's what
but
I was
good
wondering.
Oil.
Okay.
You can rinse it off. That's all right. Okay. And So, if your dried herbs are 6 months old or they look gray and tired, that's how they're going to taste. So get a new bottle. So to make the tuna salad, I rinse and drain the tuna, Bonnie. And I mix it with some rinse and drain cannellini beans, some chopped red onion, and break up the tuna to smaller pieces, add a little oil and vinegar dressing, and I serve it on a bed of lettuce leaves. And for the zucchini and tomato salad, you cut up the zucchini to small pieces, and I microwave it just for a minute. I cut tomatoes in the same size, mix those all together with my oregano and parsley. And it's so simple and a really nice dinner. And serve it with some Italian breadsticks. That complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And another quick and easy summer dinner, Nutty Pasta Piaf. It's a one-dish meal, vegetarian. It's in today's Miami Herald. And please, follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, you know, I love Miami Spice. It gives
you're making
people
Bill
a chance
so happy.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It gives people a chance to try restaurants we couldn't afford otherwise. But it's always in the back of my mind that the $39 dinners don't tend to include the price of wine. And as a wine guy, I always want to check to see how much more I'm likely to spend on wine. I was at a Miami Spice restaurant years ago where the cheapest wine on the list was over $50 a bottle. So it's easy to double your bill that way, which kind of defeats the purpose of Miami Spice. And that's fine if you want to do it, but I just say you should know in advance what you'll be getting into. You can go to the restaurant's website to see if they're always also offering a Miami Spice wine special. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. And if the website doesn't make it clear, don't be shy, just call ahead and ask. As I say, some of the restaurants are offering wine specials. The Scarpetta restaurant in the Fontainebleau, for example, has two wine specials along with this Miami Spice dinner menu. For $25, you can have a Hakkasan signature Bellini and a 3-ounce pour of red or white wine. And for $35, you get a glass of champagne plus the 3-ounce pour of red or white wine. Now, that's not cheap, and a 3-ounce pour isn't very big, but at least you know what you're getting into. There's another special at El Eat restaurant in North Miami Beach. There's an offer that includes a free glass of house wine or craft beer with a dinner special. And that's really the spirit of Miami Spice, if you ask me. At Toro Toro restaurant in the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown, a Miami Spice drink special is one called Ahumado. It's a mixed drink with mezcal, blood orange liqueur, agave syrup, and a jalapeno ice cube for $8. And that's just amazing. I'd pay $8 just to try a jalapeno ice cube. That's really cool. And at Tongue and Cheek Restaurant in Miami Beach, the Miami Spice Special on Saturdays and Sundays offers bottomless Bloody Marys and mimosas for an extra $25, so you could probably spend your whole weekend there.
Okay, so Fred, let me ask you, you found out all this information online?
Yeah, I just Googled the website and the individual restaurants and that sort of thing.
So if people are wondering, they can also go to ilovemiamispice.
Right? .com.
Yeah,
.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
drill
Bill.
Now, I wanted to ask Bill or John, are you aware of a lot of wine or drink specials that are part of Miami Vice or Miami Spice?
Well, I like
Miami Vice.
It is part of Vice.
We're definitely part of the Vice crowd. But we offer a beer and cocktail pairing for both our Kong River House and our Swine menu. And, we've always been very mixology-driven, and to your point, we had an amazing person design our wine list, Allegra Angelo, when we opened Yardbird and some of the other restaurants that really concentrated on affordable wines. But we wanted to kind of give a taste of our cocktails this time around. So each of our menus has an option for cocktail pairing. For just $28 a person, you're getting 3 to 4 cocktails and along with your pairing throughout the meal. So it's a great deal and really gets a
So you
a
get three or four cocktails before you eat?
No. As they're paired, basically you have a 3-course pairing with our lunch menu, and you're getting cocktails along the way to kind of pair with that menu. So it's a great deal and a great way to kind of pair the flavors. We love the idea of whether it's beer, wine, or cocktail pairings with the food. It definitely helps complement that and enhance those flavors back and forth.
Great. Sounds like a good step in the right direction.
I think you see more and more restaurants doing this as years go by. And once again, ilovemiamispice.com. Go to the restaurant and you'll see these offerings. And, you know, there's a bit of a competition between the restaurants, even though there's 150. Everybody wants to do just a little more because they know we're looking at that website, and that website's going to help us get to your restaurant.
Well, when I go to one of these restaurants on Miami Spice, I really make a decision as to whether I'll be going back in the future. So it's really to their own best interest.
No, it's a great point. You know, we were talking earlier. I think this is such a great opportunity to kind of showcase service and food and really just give your best foot forward for your customers, because that's what it is. It's an opportunity to open up to a crowd that wouldn't normally be there, whether it's, you know, price driven or just an excuse to get out the door and travel a little further. This is the opportunity for restaurateurs and chefs to really put their best foot forward. So whether it's from the moment you make a reservation down to the time you leave, you know, it's a time to showcase, you know, what you do.
Great.
And Bill Talbert, Marion says, great addition of Miami ethnic restaurants and heritage neighborhoods. How did you select them?
Well, actually, a number of them, we've started.
Tweeted, actually. That was a tweet.
A tweet? Well, I'm a little tweety bird at Bill Talbert. What we looked at is in the neighborhoods, we have relationships, and we're in all of these neighborhoods. We've now created some partnerships, membership partnerships, if you will, so that restaurants can come on board with the Bureau really for no fee for a year. And those are the restaurants that we paired up for Miami Spice. A good question. So it was partnerships that we had arranged.
So do restaurants have a fee to become part of Miami Spice?
There is a fee. This fee, and John will tell you what the fee is. I'm not sure. It's in the $28 for the wine.
So. Exactly. It's all paid for. Now, you know, it's a great organization that, you know, we've been a part of for a long time, and you know, they're working hard to kind of expose the restaurants in Miami as a whole. And so, you know, we're big believers and have participated for I think since I opened my first restaurant.
And I think the fee also goes. You've seen a massive PR campaign. Nobody would be in this town and not know Miami Spice was going on. So that fee is whether it's electronic or it's in print or it's in billboards. I mean, the whole community knows about Miami Spice. So that fee is really an effort. It does drive business to all of the 150 restaurants.
I just have a quick question. We were talking about it before. When you go to Miami Spice...
I love MiamiSpice.com.
Right. When you go to the restaurant, though, do you tip on the $23 and $39, or do you tip on what it would have been?
Well, it depends. Sometimes sometimes I forget, you know, that it's a lower fee, and sometimes my wife will remind me, you know, don't forget this is really double the value, so it depends on if my wife is with me or not.
Okay. But, you know, for us, I think, you know, our goal in hospitality is to earn your business, and that is directly reflected in tip. You know, different countries, different cultures have different view on tipping, but I think, you know, for the Miami Spice menu, it's meant to be price-driven, economy-driven. You know, you want a great deal. And listen, if you're so inclined and you had a wonderful service experience and a wonderful thing, absolutely.
Right.
But for us, it's never, ever something that we would expect or demand. You know, we want to work hard for your business to come back.
Okay. We could go on and on. It's so exciting to have these Miami Spice months, but it's been a really, really tasty week. Bill Talbert, CEO and President of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and John Kunkel, CEO of the 50 Eggs Group. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you,
Linda.
And thank you, John, for this very delicious food from Swine.
Yes,
wonderful.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Delicious. You have to come see us for Miami Spice.
Okay. Well, you can find out more at, guess what? ilovemiamispice.com. Next week, we'll be talking with Nina Teicholz. She's the author of The Big Fat Surprise. And also with her will be Dr. Neil Bernard, who will give an opposing view to this fat dilemma. It's a one-hour program, very interesting and heated discussion. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And bye, Fred.
Bye.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry. We miss you, dear.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate your time. Our producer is Richard Ives, with technical direction from our online producer, Paul Leary. Free audio archives, downloads at our website, WLRN.org, and more information on the Topical Currents Facebook page. That's facebook.com/topicalcurrents. And it's dinnerandminutes.com and ilovemiamispice.com and miamispamonth.com. Tomorrow at this time, please join Ed Bell for another edition of South Florida Art Speed. And Monday, we return with a Topical Currents rebroadcast with Dr. Marty McCary, author of Unaccountable, What Hospitals Won't Tell You and How Transparency Can Revolutionize Healthcare. Bonnie Berman wishing you a great few days, a great weekend. Please stay tuned for Here and Now. It's up next from NPR News.